Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. This episode is brought to you by Jewel Wellness, beef liver and oyster capsule supplementation. We're all about if you can just eat liver and if you can just eat oysters, you're going to be absolutely crushing it at your hormone health. However, not everyone likes to be eating liver and oysters, and that is why this is the best possible option for you. These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, packed with bioavailable iron, B12, zinc, and essential minerals that deeply support hormone balance, natural energy, and of course, fertility health. So if you are working on HA recovery, if you have been on birth control and you're trying to come off, if you've had an ED, if you've had multiple of the above, and of course, if you're preparing for pregnancy, Jewel beef liver and oyster capsules make it really easy to nourish your body every single day. You don't have to cook, you don't have to make mess, you just have to swallow these whole food natural supplements in a capsule. We love Jewel so much that we bought it, so we own it. We're very passionate. It's New Zealand sourced oysters and beef, which is the best possible kind you can get. And it's on every single protocol we ever do for our one-on-one clients. And it has been from the very beginning. So if you guys love a little bit of liver or you want to give it a try, because we're the owners, we actually have the best possible discount for you guys. So if you go ahead and use the code HA Society, you will get a 12% discount for life. And only you guys and our founding members have ever gotten a discount that big. So definitely, it's the best kept secret. It's just for you guys. Go to jewelwellness.com and make sure supplementation is 100% covered on your HA recovery journey. That's the code HA Society and use it at jewelwellness.com. On with the show.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. This is Ashley, and I am with my client, Emily, and we're here with another recovery story, but this is what I'm pumped about, everybody. Like, people care about their period, and not just people who want to get pregnant. So if you're somebody that's like, cool, all you talk about is people who want to get pregnant, just know that when Dani recovered, she didn't want to get pregnant. When I recovered, I didn't want to get pregnant. I didn't even want to have kids. I mean, I do have one now, you know what I mean? And I love my life, but that wasn't my motivation. And so I think it's always good to hear stories from women who are like, no, I actually just don't want osteoporosis. You know what I mean? I actually just don't want early onset dementia, and I'm certainly not interested in being in menopause while in college. You know what I mean? Okay, so Emily, how did you even find us? Like, I don't even know if I even asked you this, but like, how did you stumble upon into our world?
Yeah, I think I just am a chronic Googler. So I started just looking up anything related to hypothalamic amenorrhea. And then I started finding podcasts. And I think your guys's obviously is a really big one. One of the first ones I found, and I instantly loved the energy, and it really hit home with me, the things you guys were talking about. So I just started listening from there and then jumped onto your website and found your program, and the rest is history. So,
well, shout out to Dani for her SEO. We could have called this podcast something really cute, but she was like, no, we're called Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. Go Dani and her brilliance, because that's a long title, and it's certainly not sexy. Like, it doesn't fit on Instagram. You know what I mean? So you're like, we couldn't even make an Instagram handle. And just even typing it out, it eats up so many characters. But go, Dani.
Yeah.
Danny. Okay, so let's back up a little bit. How did you get the diagnosis? Because most women, I literally just got off a call with a woman and she was like, I just wish my doctors would give me a formal diagnosis. So were you someone who got a formal diagnosis, or you're like, look here, me and Dr. Google are doing just fine?
Yeah, I got kind of a diagnosis, but it was really iffy from my doctor. We had done a bunch of testing, started out where she thought I had PCOS, then she backtracked and was like, wait, I don't think it's that. But then I ended up going abroad, so we couldn't really confirm exactly if it was hypothalamic amenorrhea or not. And from, like I said, I just Googled a bunch and I was like, this is aligning so much with everything I'm going through. And I was like, I'm pretty confident this is it.
You're like, I'm pretty sure, guys, that this missing period in my whole tendencies and personality, I'm pretty sure we're here, guys. No, definitely. Well, I love that the podcast and our ramblings is helpful.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Okay. So then, like, you and I started working together because you were studying abroad, and I was just like, wow. I mean, honestly, I played softball, so I would have never changed it. But if I was to not have played softball in college, how cool is it, like, just be like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Italy and I'm gonna live there and I'm going to like live my life in Italy. Oh, and while I'm there, I'm gonna get my period back. Like, walk me through that.
Yeah, I mean, already going abroad was such a cool experience, and I knew it was going to kind of ignite this change in me naturally. But then, kind of like you mentioned, being there, I was like, what better place to start looking into period recovery than the country that's known for this amazing food with all the pizza and pasta and wine and gelato? So I was like, why not start now?
And bread, like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Yeah, you're right. Everyone's, you know what's so interesting? I love that you bring this up. Everyone's always like, hey, well, this is just like not the right time. I'm gonna go on vacation. I'm like, actually, this is the best time to do it because you're probably sleeping differently. Like, you're just outside of your norm, which ironically allows for more change. You know what I mean? Because you're already like everything about your day to day, everything probably about your food, your friend groups, like everything has already changed. And so, really starting recovery in this change is just like, oh, well, this is just something else that I'm adapting to rather than be like, everything has to be perfect at home in order for me to recover. And so I applaud you and your spontaneity, be like, you know what? Me and Italy, like, we're gonna get this done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think being in Italy really just taught me to let go. So then when it came to letting go of this routine and control I had with HA and trying to get that back, it was a no-brainer decision. I was like, okay, I can do it.
Yeah, no, okay. So tell me, like, how do you feel like, you know, how, like, well, everyone's like, it's kind of like the same, but different, but how did you wind up in HA? Like,
Yeah,
tell
for
us
me.
about your backstory.
Yeah, I had gone out of a really bad past relationship. And so, because of that, I then ended up turning to the gym as kind of like the safe place to make myself feel good, both physically and mentally about myself. I did quickly, though, fall into the trap of like, I need to glow up and I need to look better now that I'm out of this relationship. And then also, it probably didn't help that I was going to TikTok for health advice and listening to everything that everyone was spewing at me every 5 seconds on there. So at the time, I thought I was doing what was right, and this is what just, yeah, like people do. But then obviously, pretty quickly, and I think it was like 2 or 3 months in, I ended up losing my period, and kind of some red flags started going up. But at the time, I really didn't even know that you could lose your period. So I was like, oh, it'll just come back. Like, it's just probably a weird fluke or something. Like, I'm not going to worry about it. And then I ended up actually not having it for about a year and a half. So.
You're like, I wanted this glow up. And what? Okay, so what is one of the craziest things? Because, like, we've all done crazy things. I mean, you don't get to HA without having done some questionable things in life.
Yeah.
So what would you say is like your most questionable HA habit or behavior where you're like, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to be like, that probably doesn't go well. Like, that doesn't end well. That's not ending well for me.
Yeah, I think it was just a combination of how much activity I was doing. I really thought that I had to be getting 10,000 steps a day plus a full workout in almost every single day. And so it was just really
That was
overworking
so
my
me. That
body.
was so me. I was like, I'm like, when I sit here and look at it, I was already doing a CrossFit workout and then a bodybuilding workout. And then I was sitting here trying to make sure that I was like getting 10K steps, which is like, y'all, let me just put this into perspective. First off, which is ironic because you went to Italy, which you don't have a car, so you're walking. And so this exactly proves my point. Having an active lifestyle is not bad. Having a walk, I mean, I like go back and forth between like, do I want to live out in the country where I'm completely isolated because I'm a level of crazy and I just need some stillness around me? Or do I want to live somewhere like Italy where, you know, like I can like absolutely like just, I do crave being able to walk to the store. I do crave being able just to like walk to the coffee shop, or I do like this walking like life. But having that walking life plus doing 2 to 3 hour gym sessions and then like hiking while eating mostly veggies for my carbs is a problem. It's a problem. Like, this is how we get here, people. Like, we're here.
And that was my exact situation as well. No carbs, intense workouts, not giving my body breaks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. So just the amount that you're kind of looking back and you're like, you know, that just like was not going to end well. That was never going to end well. Okay. So with you, it was so interesting because whenever we started coaching, you were in Italy, right? You were walking, you were in this like having a time of your life while like being like, I'm gonna get my period back. So I love that. And for you, like, what do you feel like was the biggest change, even though it technically probably felt in hindsight, you're like, oh, that's a really small change. But like, what was the biggest change to like, whether your food or movement? Because I feel like you weren't going to the gym, correct me, right? Like, you weren't going to the gym. You're like, I'm in Italy, too busy living my life. I am walking everywhere, but I'm like busy, like living my life. I'm like not going to like spend my time in Italy at the gym.
I think honestly, just again, letting control of the food aspect and just really letting myself enjoy, even something I know we worked on was not having to eat at specific times, but just eat when I'm hungry. Going into this, I was like, oh, I have to eat lunch after 12. Like, I can't eat it before then. I think that was just so important in my brain for some reason. And then once we kind of broke that down, I was like, wait, yeah, why do I need to wait? Like, what difference does it make between 11:58 a.m. and 12:01 p.m. if I eat?
That is so common. Like we do that. And so like this is because honestly, like there wasn't a lot of changes to your food. I mean, yes, okay, so let me back up. We tend to hear about, so like I had shared like for the case study for like the HAP program where I had somebody who was like crushing fat and crushing protein and was barely eating any carbs, and of her carbs, they were mostly like veggies. So yours wasn't like this like extreme gap. And the reason why I like wanted you to share your story is because like we don't understand the scope of like our attempting to control things actually gets in the way of our healing. You know what I mean? So for you, like you're sitting here and be like 12:01 green light, 11:58 don't even think about it. You know what I mean? And think about you, we eat multiple times a day. You know what I mean? Multiple times a day. And like I think I had heard a study that like we make, I don't know, it was something wild. So y'all don't quote me, but it is astronomical. It was like we make 350 food decisions per day. And so hence why like this level of control is problematic whenever we make that amount of food decisions, and it's something that we do every single day. And whenever we don't get enough food, our body is like driving, you know what I mean? Like please eat this, eat this, eat this. And we're like, oh, I'm so un, you know what I mean? So yeah, so for you, that was a huge thing. And because it was really almost like this permission, like, hey, please go walk and eat gelato. Like you are in Italy. Like, I'm going to need you to go and eat some gelato, you know what I mean? And think about, which is interesting because in Italy, they eat later. So this whole time schedule was already being interrupted because they don't be doing dinner until like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock because they sleep in. So what was that like trying to fit in your rigid food routine into a country that's like, we're not participating?
Yeah, I think at first it was really hard because I wasn't, satiating my body to the point it needed. So trying to reach those times when my friends and I would go out to our typical Italian dinner or whatever it was, I'd find myself like just counting down the minutes until I could go to that dinner. But once I really started to introduce the foods I cut out originally or broke down those specific time frames, I found myself being able to just actually go and enjoy, not count down the minutes or not think about the next thing I was going to eat. And so it was a lot more enjoyable, and I was able to adapt definitely to their kind of, I guess, culture in a sense a lot easier.
Yeah, I can only imagine, right? Yeah, so almost even like letting you be present and actually like take in all of Italy, because like we weren't sitting here trying to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Yeah, I
definitely.
can only imagine. Okay, so that was one of the biggest things. Like, we brought in a lot of protein for you though as well
Yeah.
too. That was a big one. Was that weird like in general, or was that just hard in Italy?
I think it was more of like a mental block. I would think I was kind of scared to fall into the what I call the protein trap again, because when I
Ooh,
was
okay, tell me.
going crazy and ham at the gym, like my whole focus was no carbs, high protein. And so I was kind of scared, kind of trying to increase my protein was going to, I guess, bring me back to that mindset. And so it took, I guess, a little bit of rewiring in my brain to be like, no, it's okay. This is a different journey separate from that. We're healing from that. Protein's still good no matter the situation. And so it just took time
I
and
could see that. I could
mental
see.
reminders in me.
Yeah, I can see that because, coming just from a macro background, I guess for me, protein's always been safe. I mean, it's so interesting. It's like protein's like the free, like the free food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The free foods, like, we're doing protein. You know what I mean? Protein snacks, because I do feel like, because I don't think that we need to be obsessed with protein, but I do think that on average we probably do undereat protein. But like, it does get weird whenever you're trying to, what like gets weird is whenever we try to do high protein and low fat and low carb. That's where things get weird. You could actually probably do high protein with a higher fat and probably knock that out pretty easily. But I think it's trying to accomplish something else with the high protein, and then everybody just gets this, oh, you focusing on protein is so disordered. Is it? Is it? Or is
Yeah.
it because you're just trying to eat low fat and low carb? Maybe that's the, like the disordered part.
Da-da-ling. That's my sound effect for this ad break. Again, this episode is brought to you by the wonderful, the amazing Jewel Wellness, nature's multivitamin for your goals that matter the most. Energy that lasts, no caffeine crash, skip the coffee, have the liver. It is packed with essential nutrients to support your reproductive health, your egg quality, your cycles, and don't forget his sperm quality. The whole family should be taking it, and you should be rotating beef liver and zinc. He's gonna need it for his testosterone, just quietly. Okay. Hormonal skin issues. Liver is rich in vitamin A. And I'll actually, you know what? So is oyster. So be on both of those things. Rotating through 1 month oyster, 1 month liver. This is going to help promote clear skin, healthy hair. This is the natural form of vitamin A. I could talk forever, but you guys need to get back to the show. So go to jewelwellness.com and use the the discount code HA Society to get 12% off, biggest discount available anywhere. All right, back to the show. Bring.
No, but I love that you bring that up, because sometimes it could be like a trigger of like, you know, like they call it anchor habits. So like an anchor habit is that if I, you know, they like back in like the habit stacking. So this is like way back in my like macro coaching world. I have to say it out loud because it still makes me kind of squirm that that was my life, but I don't regret it. I do regret that, you know, I think everyone has some form of like, nobody looks back in their HA life and be like, it was so great. You know what I mean? Like there's definitely some things that you squirm or you question about your character that you're like, you know, that's probably not the best. Yeah. So that's for me. For me, I squirm when I talk about when I used to be a macro coach. But there's so much good that came out of it too. Anyways, moving on. But we used to talk about habit stacking, meaning that if you could find one habit as being like your anchor habit, then all these other habits tend to like fall in place. So for example, if somebody probably hit their protein goal, then they're like most likely then to hit their steps goal and these goals and this goal and that goal. So I can only imagine for you to be like, ooh, when I focus on protein, it kind of like triggers these other things. So how did you work through that?
I mean, I think part of it was introducing new proteins I was in a way too scared of to eat before. So I know like a big Fair. One being in Italy was like all the salamis and the meat with yes. fats.
I am so glad you said that. I am always over here being like, you know what would really solve all these problems is if like you had salami and crackers. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So like the simple, I mean, granted, I'm sure the stuff in Italy is so much better.
Yeah.
So, like the quality is like beyond, you know what I mean? And it probably is so helpful that like it's probably at all these shops everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, but yes, but I have a great love for salami or other higher cut protein or meats, because like that's not something that you will ever eat on macros. You'll never be like, you're not sitting here crushing salami or prosciutto. Like, what do you call it? Is it prosciutto? It's not prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. There you go. That one, right? And I could imagine the cheeses there are amazing as well.
Yeah. Definitely just finding stuff I wouldn't normally eat, because I think when I focus on, like I said, things I wouldn't normally eat, it automatically switched my brain into a different lane. And so I wasn't as focused about, like you said, the protein goal or trying to hit this and this and this. I was like, okay, I know this has protein and good fats for me. It's good for me.
You're just a brilliant woman, because that is so true. And I think that's why sometimes we initially try to recover by eating the same foods. And when, because we're like, well, oh, I'll just eat more of it. And I was like, no, like more chicken breast is probably not going to get the job done. Unless you currently don't eat any meat, then yes, fine. Start with chicken breast. Yeah. But if you got into HA eating chicken breast, you're going to need a chicken thigh to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're going to need a chicken thigh to get to like come up out of that deficit. Okay, so everyone is probably like, oh, so then she just like recovered her period while in Italy. That's not what happened. You were like on the verge of recovering, right? You're like right there. Your body was trying, but like we just didn't get it done in Italy. So you actually recovered back home while transitioning back home, time zone, new routine again, getting back at, you know, getting a job, getting ready for college, taking classes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no,
what
I was
that doing for you?
A lot.
Yeah. Tell us about that transition, because I feel like there was kind of like a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it came from the comfortability just being in my childhood home, I think really helped just my body relax and settle in really easily in that sense. I think having me time in a way, you know, I was in Italy constantly go, go, go with my friends, meeting new people, traveling, doing these new classes, trying new foods, all these different aspects, and then coming back home and just getting to sit with myself and enjoy time by myself, I think really helped progress me and kind of push me to that point where my period was like kind of ready to come.
Oh, girl, you are hitting all the things, guys. And she's like never told me this before. So this isn't like a rehearsed interview. As you can tell, if you've listened to any of our podcasts, ain't nothing mapped out or rehearsed. But, I do find more and more, like, whether you do it in the beginning, whether you do it on the other side of recovery, nobody gets to skip the step where you wind up having to sit with yourself, process things. And for you, like, you were processing, like, I probably went to Italy underweight. You know what I mean? And I'm coming back in a different body. And what does that look like being with all the familiar people that probably saw you go through this toxic glow up? You know what I mean? And then now you're coming back and be like, oh, but this is reality. And I have to like sit in reality. And I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it was a scary, it was more of a scary reality, honestly, than a hard one for me to face. Just
Okay.
the unknown, like you said, of coming back and not knowing, what maybe my friends or family would think, or even going back to my old clothes that I left at home from before Italy that might not fit anymore.
Yes.
There was a bunch of unknown, but I'm at least thankful that I feel like I have a lot of resilience in myself. And so
Yeah.
I just reminded myself of why I started this journey and like all the pros there. And it just helped me naturally kind of get through all that.
Yeah. And then think about like, so you got your period back, you came back, you were like, like, it was really interesting because I would check, like your movement was fine. I would check your food view. All these things were fine. And so, like, we had made a decision of, like, hey, you know what? This is where I feel like wisdom is telling us to hold here. I don't think that pushing you more is actually the answer. You know what I mean? I think that, like, just holding here. And through that, not only did you get your period back, but whenever your period came back, it was a little bit. It was a little wonky. It was a little wonky, as in like we were having like shorter luteal phases or shorter cycles that just didn't add up with your food intake and just didn't add up with your movement. And I was just like, I don't think that throwing more food at this is the answer. I don't think that you need to rest anymore because like you were just working. You were working, and it wasn't that like you were working 60 hours a week either. Like it was like really having to like the last piece of the puzzle was like I actually just kind of have to like sit in it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And then trust that my body's going to like she's turned back on. Yeah, maybe things are a little bit like rocky, but like I think that's the power of trust. When you sit there and be like, look here, body. You have a lot of food. I'm taking really good care of you. I'm just going to give you time because I trust that you're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I fully agree. Just like letting myself exist in a way is what really helps, I think, take me to that next little push.
Yeah. And also being like, worried, like, we have eyes on everything. So it's not like, so you're like, I feel like this can feel super confusing to somebody who's like, well, you're telling me that I need to take some action steps. Well, yes, friend, because there's a difference between denial and there's a difference between trust. Trust and denial could look like the same thing on the outside where you're kind of like choosing just to kind of sit there. But trust and denial are two different things, meaning that it's all the work that you did. And like we already had proof of progress. We already had proof that your body was doing the thing. And so it's just trusting. Because here's the thing. I say this all the time. I need to start writing these things down. My gosh. Is that y'all, I'm getting my notebook. Is that like you can't cultivate safety without trust. No, you know what I mean? Hold on, y'all. Normally, Mishi does our social media. But when she's not on here, bless it. Like I'm gonna have to write this down. Yeah. So I think it's one of those things where like in this break, and it well, not even a break, but like you chose to trust it and continue to live your life, not during this break be like, oh my gosh, my body sucks. She's still not happy, she's still not getting it, you know, totally different mindsets.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even the same thing.
Yeah.
At all. You know what I mean? Like, it just like, you know? And so I think it's just so powerful. So that's why I really, really enjoy your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so update us now. How are your cycles now? Because I just took a peek at your chart and I was like, go on, girl.
Yeah, they've been pretty consistent. I've been getting them every 30 days. It has been interesting to come back now to college and I'm in my senior year and like readjust my life again and then also kind of upkeep the cycle. It's been not hard, but I definitely have to kind of watch for some like flags. For example, if I'm like really stressed, I've noticed that could kind of push things back a few days. Or like my period might be a little bit lighter one cycle than another cycle. So it's just kind of learning, I think, a lot right now about kind of, I guess, like my threshold and
Oh.
how to also then like cater to myself whilst obviously being productive in school and doing all the 500 other things I need to do at the same time.
Girlfriend, so the other day, so first off, I just love that you're doing this because right now you're not even tracking, like you're not tracking your attempts, but you're just tracking your period. So I
Yeah.
just love it when someone's like, yeah, they're like, we're fine. Like, I'm taking a break from temping. All is well.
Yeah.
All is well. We're fine, guys. You know what I mean? I'm still keeping an eye on it, but I'm not like, and like, I think that there's a time and a place for that too, 100%. Let me write that. Y'all, all the ideas. I think I'm about to ovulate. So it's just like too many. Well, not think, I know. I'm in my fertile window, which means too many ideas be flowing at the same time. So Danny and I were chatting the other day, and we were so generally, if you are like magnesium like deficient, like you will have a bigger reaction to magnesium. And Danny and I had just gone through like a super stressful like month, just separately, just personally, like separately, and just all these things. And I noticed that I was just responding a little bit differently to my normal magnesium. And I was like, you know what? You know what? Okay, this is this, you know, like you start to see your threshold before the whole house is on fire, right? You know, where I started to get you know, like I'll get canker sores in my mouth when I am just like stressed, but because my lifestyle has been so cultivated to be like this nourished version of myself, it's again, like I'm not sitting here looking for the red flags. It's these itty bitty like yellow flags that I'm now able to pay attention to be like, you know what? So like, for example, I just canceled an entire beach week vacation because I've been traveling too much. And I was just like, you know what? I'm at my threshold. I'm gonna start canceling things. Like, I don't need to keep doing it just because it's on my calendar. Like, I control my calendar. My calendar does not control me. And then, like, but to your point, I was just like, if this keeps up, I'm gonna start seeing some wonky things in my cycle. And again, I don't need to wait until the house is on fire to start being proactive. But yet, your girl's still getting things done. Don't be confused. I'm not sitting here not doing nothing. I'm just being like, you know, I hear you, body. So I feel like this phase that you're in is so beautiful because this is because you didn't need a doctor to tell you, hey, you need to take a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's actually probably what self-care is whenever we're able to like regulate, pay attention to our body, make the appropriate changes. Self-care is not just bubble baths. No, I'm not hating on bubble baths, but I'm just saying that self-care is like I hear my body, I respond to my body, and I make adjustments, and that's how I stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it definitely gets easier, I think, now that I've gotten my period back to be able to listen to those flags. I think before it was really easy to ignore them, but now that, you know, everything's happening the way I was hoping it would happen, I'm like, okay, let's keep this up, let's keep it going.
Well, yeah, and think about also, you kind of like you don't know what's been turned off, like,
Yeah.
or like Mishi says this so well, like we actually don't realize what has been normalized. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? To the point until you heal, and then you're like, Oh, you're trying to tell me that that wasn't normal? Like, that wasn't normal? And that wasn't normal? Because it's just such a slow creep that you almost don't even know.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is there anything else that you like want to tell the people who are considering, who don't want to get pregnant, who are maybe in college that are like, you know, girl, my period's been missing too. Like, you know, like what would you tell them?
Probably this quote that helped me a lot was, "My life's fuller because I'm fuller." And so if you're thinking about, wanting to recover or just even struggling with anything food related or exercise related, trying to restrict and take yourself out of these situations, in my opinion, in my experience, it's only made things worse. And so being able to kind of recognize those moments and realize that you going out with your friends for that dinner or you eating that ice cream because you want to is good for you mentally, and you're not going to look back and be mad that you didn't eat the ice cream. You're going to be happy that you were able to go out and have that experience and have that memory, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because college is definitely full of like these little moments where it's like, yeah, you may go back to Italy, but it won't be that same trip. And it's like, yeah, I went to Italy and I was so disciplined, I didn't eat any gelato with any of my friends.
No. I have so many gelato memories, and they all make me so happy.
Exactly. All right, love. Well, thank you for being just such an open book and just sharing your story. And if you guys are on the fence and need to hear some more recovery stories that they didn't die and fall off into an abyss, keep listening. We have a ton of recovery stories coming up. All right.
Hello, ladies. It's been a minute since I brought you something big and exciting for free. But I'm really excited about this. I was thinking, what do we really need to help some of these women seriously move some needles, right? Like really make some significant progress in their recovery. So I wanted to offer this to you guys, and it's basically this is stuff that we only give our paying clients. Our paying clients, our one-on-one members. So it was a big decision for me to make this bundle for you guys, but here we are. I am presenting to you guys our HA Infertility Blueprint Kit. So here's what this is. It's our DIY Restore Your Fertility program. So you get full access to the HA Society, which is usually $25 a month. And then this DIY Restore program is $472. And I'm giving it to you guys for free. I want you to come in to our amazing HA Society. I want you to come to our community calls. I want you to utilize the Restore program. I want you to utilize the content. I want you to come and chat and make some moves in your recovery. The other thing I'm offering is a 45-minute discovery call with me about whether or not your HA progress is happening and if you're ready for one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to chat with you and make sure having that call with me is actually the right move for you. I do not want you to get on this call with me if it's not the right thing for you. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to go to Instagram. So that's the HA Society. Or you can go to my Instagram, which is Danny Sheriff. And you're going to DM Blueprint, the word Blueprint. And I'm going to chat with you. I'm going to send you the link to get that Blueprint bundle kit 100% free, even though it's totally valued at $497. I'm giving that to you guys for a month for free. And we're going to jump on a call and we're going to talk about your recovery and we're going to figure out your next best steps to getting your period back, getting pregnant naturally if that's your goal. And we're going to make some moves. We're going to make some moves on recovery. It's going to be great. So go to the HA Society or go to Danny Sheriff. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me. You can find that on the website. and I will send those things to you. Okay, guys, this is exciting, but on with the show. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.